It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down in New York City. Thank you so much to Chris for your help as well. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. You just tuning in? Well, welcome. I've been here for 2 hours already. If you've missed a minute or a second, you can always hit rewind. You can hit pause. You can start from the beginning. You can do what you want on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's a free app. Listen to the Infinity Sports Network anytime you want. If you're listening live on the radio, thank you for tuning in on one of our many Infinity Sports Network affiliates. If you got Sirius XM, you got that in your vehicle, you got it in your house, wherever you got Sirius, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. We talked about Thursday night football, minutes away from getting underway. New York Jets hosting the Houston Texans. Texans have so many issues with their wide receiver group. I'm going to give the edge to the Jets at home. Jets will pick up their third win. Throw them a bone. Well, we'll see what happens. Thank you so much to Tim Neverett for joining us last hour as well. Radio broadcaster for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are, well, they planned the parade already. That didn't take long, right? Win the World Series on Wednesday night and have a parade Friday afternoon. Well, the way they were handling the Yankees, it didn't seem difficult to plan a parade. It was just a matter of when you, quote unquote, push the button. We have so much more to get into as we continue on. Joining us next hour, J.P. Hornstra is going to come through and join us. He's a writer covering all things baseball for Newsweek, so we'll be able to talk to him about not just the Dodgers and them winning and what their future looks like, but for the New York Yankees as well. And then, damn it, the Atlanta Braves have already made a trade today, moving Jorge Soler out west. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Speaking of trades, Giannis Antetokounmpo's name is already being thrown around as a potential player to be traded. Giannis on the team not named the Bucks? Okay. And then Joe Burrow. This is hilarious. You know the NFL trade deadline is November 5th. That's next week. Joe Burrow is telling everybody, he's like, listen, I just play quarterback around here for this cheap-ass Cincinnati Bengals team. I have nothing to do with any players that come in or out. Don't ask me about T. Higgins. Don't ask me nothing. I just throw the ball. Pretty hilarious. And speaking of people's futures, for all the talk that we've had about the NFL trade deadline over the past several days, the past several weeks, we think about the Devontae Adams of the world who have been moved, the DeAndre Hopkins, the Amari Coopers. You know, with the conclusion of the World Series last night, we have one player who is just, he's up in the air. His name is Juan Soto. And we don't know where Juan Soto is going to be because he's a free agent. After being moved from the Washington Nationals and then moving from the Nationals to the Padres, where it was a disappointment, and then being traded from the Padres to the Yankees, he goes back to the World Series. He won a World Series with Washington in 2019. This guy was a teenager. He is only 26 years old. Juan Soto just turned 26 years old. He's been one of the best players in the game for years now. And he stands to probably make get the biggest contract ever handed out to a batter. I mean, just this past season, an average of 288, 41 home runs, 109 RBIs. The dude is an on-base machine. His eye is best. I'm not calling the guy Tony Gwynn. This guy is not swinging at no BS. He's just always on base. Between him and Judge, a great combination until it wasn't, until Judge stunk in the postseason. Well, what else is new? And, of course, Juan Soto helped get him to this World Series. Big home run helping to win the American League Championship Series. And this guy has showed up in the postseason from when he was in Washington. Juan Soto is a big deal. And Aaron Judge is making more money as a hitter than anybody, sitting around at $36 million a year. What the hell is Juan Soto going to get? I can't even get into Ohtani land. This man is making $700 million. We know the Dodgers expect him to pitch and hit. And I guess you could say the investment has already paid off so far for the Los Angeles Dodgers, because in their first year with Shohei Ohtani, he helped get them to a World Series. Yeah, he stunk in the World Series, but ultimately they won. What do you care about? The Dodgers have expanded their reach out into Japan. Like, there are certain things that you just can't ask for. This free agent signing, where he's making $2 million a season in the first 10 years, and then all of the rest of the money is deferred over the next 10. They're paying Ohtani for 20 years. But I guess if you're making money in multiple countries, United States, Japan, elsewhere, I guess Ohtani will pay off. Hickey, do you speak Japanese?
No, sir. I do not.
Okay. I know Chris is helping you. Does Chris in the studio, does he speak Japanese?
Quote, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay. I don't speak. Ni hao. That's Japanese. Is that hello and goodbye?
You know more than I do. Sounds impressive.
Yeah, ni hao. Hello and goodbye. I wonder if this is a part of this call. The Dodgers make so much money, and this is why they can pay Ohtani. Because people in Japan, of course, they love him. And money everywhere for the Dodgers. Let's take a listen to this. This is Fuji TV. This is the final call of the Dodgers winning the World Series last night.
Los Angeles Dodgers. Karaburi Sanshin.
Hickey, I understood Yankees and Los Angeles Dodgers. That's all I understood.
Same. And that's all I will ever understand.
That's all I knew. I wonder what the home run call. Somebody in Japan has to have a home run call that's, what is it, similar to Michael K. Sia? Ohtani has to hit a run and somebody has to go, ni hao, right?
You think that's what it is?
I would think it makes the most sense, right? Come on now.
Hello.
Hello, goodbye. No, it's just goodbye. Hello, goodbye.
Hello, goodbye. That's fair.
Yeah, I think that. This is pretty normal. I like Mike. How do you feel about Michael KC? I love it.
It's not bad.
You don't know.
It's good. It's good.
You don't have a favorite home run call from anybody ever? Nowhere?
I mean, I do like Hawk Harrelson, if you want to, you know, just talk about really over-the-top dramatic.
Okay.
But all the, like, a lot of the home run calls, I mean, all you're doing is just using it four different words that are it's out of here.
Yeah. Gary Cohen, right? It's out of here.
Which is great. Like, don't get me wrong. I like it a lot. It? But, like, is it great? Like, it's, like, I guess there's a lot of those, like, it's all just basic. See ya. It's out of here. It's gone. There she goes. Like,
goodbye.
Goodbye, home run. Goodbye, right. Baseball.
Right.
Adios, pelota. Like, there's just, I guess, like, there's, I mean, you really can't dress it up that much.
You don't think? A home run call?
I don't know.
Does anybody, there she goes. No, you can't do that. I don't know.
Do you have one that's like stands out?
See ya.
See ya? Yeah,
see ya. Yeah. You know, I've caught myself watching a home run and Michael K's not even there. And I go, see ya. Yeah, you know. Are you saying there's something wrong with me now?
No. I think it's fair. And maybe I do it without even realizing. I probably do. I mean, you watch every game every day and you get so used to those words associated with that act.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It makes sense. I guess I just never thought about it.
See ya.
A
two-run home run for Juan Soto, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead. Yeah, I like that. I got it down pat.
A play-by-play could be in your future.
Could it? I bet it could, but I don't want to do that.
No?
No, I don't want to sit around for every hickey. You heard me. You know how much I do not like listening to announcers. Okay? What type of clown would I be to now become an announcer somewhere? Why would I do that?
That's, you know what? You stand on, as the kids say these days, you stand on business.
I stand on business.
You hate the announcers, you'll never go to the other side. Unless someone blows you away with an offer, then I hope you take it.
hickey. But then if I was an announcer, I'd use less of my radio voice and more of my broadcasting voice. More of my broadcasting voice. I'd bring it down an octave, just a little bit.
Could we get like a sneak peek? I know you said the home run call. Could we get another one, like in the now that I can listen to like the broadcast JR voice?
Well, give me one. Give me a scenario. What are we?
Aaron Judge, two on, two out, 1-2 pitch, game three of the World Series. He just hits a home run.
You living in fantasy land?
Like, yes, of course. Okay. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to
No, okay. No, I gave one already.
Okay.
Whatever it was. But you know, it's funny. We may never hear that for Juan Soto again. Never. Michael K may never call another Juan Soto home run ever. Who's our man? Mr. Sterling? This man came out of retirement hoping and thinking that he was going to get another one. There's no more. It's over. It's done. Well, because he's going to retire. Hickey, you think he's going to stay retired?
I thought so. Now I don't know.
Hey, I got a question. You ready for this?
Let's hear it. I cannot wait for this question.
There's a lot of people that leave in New York or WFAN. They retire and then they come back. A lot of people. What's are they addicted? They like, is it like crack?
Is there something in the water here? Something in the air?
I
guess.
I don't know. Everybody says they're going to retire and then poof, here they are. People are going to do podcasts. They're going to move to Florida. And then here they are. They're back.
Just like that. Months later, back like they never left.
John Sterling, God bless him. God bless him. He said he was going to retire. He just quit in like a week's day. And then the next thing, they gave him televisions and everything for his house so he can enjoy retirement. And he just came back.
Guess the TVs weren't good enough.
I guess they didn't have enough TVs in his house, they said.
Apparently, I don't think that TV was put to use.
Well, it's probably sitting.
Which is a pretty bad gift.
80-inch TV for an 80-year-old man?
Man. That's what we're doing. That's a better gift than a TV.
What would you give a baseball announcer for his retirement?
How about like a golden microphone? How about that?
I'm sure they gave him one. Went to the trophy store, had one gold-plated. Yeah, easy.
I hope so. I mean, I'd have that over a TV.
Well, what else do you give the guy? He didn't got paid enough. Not from them, but he got paid enough. A television? I don't know.
Maybe here's what you do. Instead of an actual physical gift, you name the broadcast booth after him.
Oh, that's too easy. It's not a gift to me.
What? To have the... Now, every time a Yankees game is broadcasted, we're coming to you live from the John Sterling broadcast booth. That'd be tremendous. The legacy lives on.
Oh, you have to say it. Right.
Of course.
Okay, you're right.
And
I'm sure
it will be sponsored, you know, coming to you from the Delta Club that is also the John Sterling.
Man, just give me a plane ticket for five out of town. Out of the country. Save yourself on the television. Come on.
Get me out of this hellhole and we'll call it even.
Yeah. How much is a big TV now? Is it even a lot of money?
No, it's a bad gift.
Yankees spent, what, $3,000 on a big TV and said, here, here's $3,000. What's the budget? $10,000. Get him a TV and some trophies. Big deal. He'll be okay.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah. And speaking of big money, Juan Soto, he's going to be able to buy a lot of TVs. I don't even know how many TVs you can buy with $500 plus million? Is $600 plus million? That's the type of bread people are talking about when it comes to Juan Soto. And Juan Soto, after the game last night, even wearing a Yankees cap, they were asking him about free agency. And he pretty much told everybody, there ain't going to be no discounts. Let's start here. Hey, Juan, was this your last game as a New York Yankee?
Is this your last time in pinstripes? Do you think about that at all?
Yeah, you never know, man. At the end of the day, we will see where we are. Definitely tough game to be my last one, but really happy with what we accomplished as a team.
Yeah, well, okay, good. You happy with what you accomplished as a team? So you're excited for free agency?
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a good experience, I think. Every player in the big leagues want to experience how it's going to be, the free agency. So exciting to see how it's going to be.
You might remember, he was only 23 years old. Yeah, 3 years ago. He rejected a 15-year, $440 million contract from the Nationals. He said no to that. And he roundly and smartly said, nah, I don't want that. Because now he's going to make more money for less work and less of a commitment. You got Juan Soto here now. This man, if he wants, I guess he can sign for as lover, however long he wants. Maybe no team is going to go past, I don't know, 15 years, maybe 10 years to be safe. His bat is going to, I think, age well. His eye is amazing. $500 million, $600 million. Hickey, could you see him getting 50 for 10? Easy, right? Easy.
Oh, that's, I think, the, I mean, it's even lower than the floor right now. I think he's going to, he may get a 7.
He's 26 years old. Do you think he's going to go for a short contract or a long one?
It's a great question.
Does he say, hey, I'm going to do 8 years, I don't know, pay me, you know, 60 mil and I'll be back in 8 to get another contract when he's 34 years old? Like, is he saying I want to get a giant contract to just encapsulate this all? Is he saying give me 10 with a 5-year opt out? Like, he got options, you know, he does.
And a lot of leverage. He has a lot of leverage to do whatever he wants.
And he went as far to talk about what he's looking for in free agency. Listen to this.
I feel like everybody wants to be in a winning team. That's one of the biggest things that you look up to. You want to be part of these, you know, even if you don't make it to the last team standing, you want to be part, you want to be involved in all these. So I think that's one of the biggest things I'm looking for.
We know the winning teams that throw the money around, okay? The Dodgers. You heard Mr. Everett come through and never tell us about that last hour. Voice of the Dodgers. Yankees certainly want to keep him. The crosstown New York Mets, they wouldn't mind bringing him in and telling Pete Alonso, go ahead and take a hike. Hickey, you think it's either or? Would they even think about having both of them? No, right? No.
What do you know? Why not?
Oh, my God.
Steve Cohen's the richest owner in baseball. Why not?
Bring back Pete Alonso. Give him some. Hey, you sit at the kids' table. We got a real star here now. Yeah, take this $150 and shut up. Gonna pay him $500. Shut up and be happy over there. Wouldn't he be insulted? Wouldn't he want to leave at that point? Just take somebody else's money?
Why? Because you got overshadowed by a better player?
Yes. Ego. Players have egos, right? I think Pete Alonso, he comes across to me as somebody who has an ego.
I mean, everything he says, and again, let's take it with a grain of salt. Like, he likes New York. I'll say this. If someone wants to offer me $150 million, I will not feel offended.
Okay. Yeah, they don't give big money to the first baseman like they used to.
And they don't give big money to guys who suck either.
Oh, ouch. You're right. He didn't have the Judgian contract here. Not by any stretch of the imagination. The offseason, well, the postseason, yeah, help them get them there, but not the biggest as well. 855-212-4227. Andy is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andy?
Hey, JR. I got a wild card for you. And you remember now, the last time I gave you a wild card on free agent, I was absolutely right. Well, I don't remember. Well, I remember it was J.J. Watt to the Cardinals. I remember that couple years ago.
How did that work out?
Well, he did good his 1 year with them, but okay. I think Juan Soto is going to end up with the Detroit Tigers.
Okay, you think the Illich family is going to go ahead and just throw that money at him?
Oh, absolutely, because they ain't got nothing now since Miguel Cabrera retired. They need a new dude in there.
Okay,
like a big star, like Miguel Cabrera was.
Okay, I don't think bringing in a guy who has never been a part of the organization to the tune of about, I don't know, $600 million is going to do the trick. I don't know about that one.
I mean, that's my guess. I mean,
okay.
I mean, I think, you know, Cabrera gone, the Tigers, they're lucky with what they had this year, and they want to add to it.
Yeah, but he just said he wants to. If I got to think about playing for a team that I think is going to be a perennial winner, I don't think I'd necessarily go to the Tigers. That's not to say that they're not going to have success into the future, but I think there's some other teams that are more well off. Thank you, Andy, for calling from Pittsburgh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about some other options and some other teams on the other side of the break. The Houston Texans and the New York Jets are just underway. Thursday night football. The trade deadline for the NFL is sneaking up on us right next week, November 5th. We got so much more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thursday night football is underway. We got the New York Jets and the Houston Texans. We talked about how much of a game this is. Well, specifically for the Jets. Like, they're already buried. But if they lose this one, 2-7, oh my God, you can't make it up. Even watching the game right now, Aaron Rodgers just threw a pass down the seam that he liked to kill Mike Williams for because he didn't run the right route. Aaron Rodgers missed Devontae Adams. Threw it out of bounds. Aaron Rodgers just threw another pass to the chest of Breece Hall. The ball bounced off of Breece Hall's chest. They are now showing a fan in the stands who has a bag over his head. The eyeballs are cut out so he can remain anonymous. So at least he can watch the disaster and no one knows who he is. Sack him, Hickey. I love it. They sacked him. Oh, my God. Hickey, this is hilarious.
You are funny.
This is great.
Exactly. That's why it's so funny. Anyone listening, we have no idea you're a Jets fan.
Oh, my God. They showing these women, these old women, they have their heads buried in their hands. They're shaking their heads like, oh, my God, you got to be bleeping me. And it's true. He missed it. Hickey, by the time I looked up, Aaron Rodgers missed a pass. It was his fault. He won't tell you it is. Probably not. The running back dropped the pass off his chest. And then Aaron Rodgers was sacked. Three and out. Great. It's great. It's great.
Hey, but remember, he took some cayenne pepper this week, so he's feeling rejuvenated.
I heard that's good for, what did he say, body inflammation?
Something like that.
I've heard that for a long time. Cayenne and water, I've heard that.
Apparently, Thomas Morstead, the punter, was the one who turned Rodgers onto that for the first time. And now he said he's feeling good. So a big push here so far, not getting out of the gate.
I know someone who has turmeric in water and stuff. Cayenne, turmeric, and whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. I'm just going to drink water. I don't need no stuff in it. Take my vitamins, have my water, and try to wake up pain-free. I try to wake up pain-free. Speaking of somebody trying to wake up pain-free, we have to take a look at another Packers quarterback. Instead, this guy plays for the Green Bay Packers right now. His name is Jordan Love. You might have saw what happened as they were beating Jacksonville. Malik Willis had to come on and finish the end of the game because he strained his groin. They had to take him out of the game. If he had it his way, he would have still been out there trying to fight through everything. And now it's being reported that he just might play in the Packers' next game against the Detroit Lions. And we saw what the Detroit Lions are doing. Man, they just hanging up 40s and 50s on everybody, even with no Jameson Williams. Now, is this going to be different taken on the Packers? The answer is yes. The Packers have won four straight games. They're one of the best. Well, they have one of the best offenses and defenses in the NFL. And people talk so much about Jordan Love spreading the ball out to every single one of his wide receivers that people don't even talk about the fact that Josh Jacobs is on this team. He's rushed for 600, almost 700 yards and has five touchdowns. Not too shabby for the first-year running back who's probably happy that he's no longer a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. What a dumpster fire that's turned out to be. And so, of course, everybody wants to see this matchup. You get the Packers. You get the Lions. These are the two top teams that you would expect to be in the NFC North. What a tough division that is. The Bears hanging out. Vikings are hanging out. It's important that Jordan Love plays in this game. But a strained groin? I don't know if you want to test it that much. I think he'll be out there. Matter of fact, yesterday, he was saying that his groin feels better.
Definitely feeling better. I think every day there will be some improvements to it, but definitely feels better than it did on Sunday.
With that said, you obviously want to play. How realistic is it that you'll be out there?
I think it's realistic.
Man, the strain groin, I never had one of those. Hick, you ever had a strain groin?
Thankfully, no, I don't plan on it.
Oh, man. I don't think I've had one. I don't think. I'm not sure. It'd have to bother you for a few days, right?
A bare minimum, you would think. I mean, just feel like, wouldn't just be walking difficult?
I would think. I know you don't like needles. You think they gave him a shot for his groin?
Well, look, you talk about making sure you get that accurately. One thing to pierce a lung. If you are getting a shot, you better make sure that shot is accurate.
You don't want that one in the groin, huh?
No. I think I'd rather play with pain than risk it getting a shot there, that's for sure.
Doesn't that have to heal naturally? There's no shot for that, right?
You would think, because, I mean, you can actually tear your groin worse, right?
You can tear it.
It's not just pain.
Do I want to Google that on the work computer?
Go to incognito mode. Does that help with anything?
Shot in groin. Let's see. Here we go. For hip pain. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. An injection in the groin can be used to reduce pain in the area. Oh, yeah. He can get one. He can get a shot in the groin.
Mm-hmm.
Find your pulse in your groin with your middle finger. Okay. All right. do I read step two? Place your index finger next to your middle finger. Choose an injection site near the center of your body, next to your index finger. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Well, shockingly, this guy, and when you say a strain, you partially tear it. Like, it has to heal. But for him to play the next week, I'm going to assume he took a shot to the groin. He did. This is tough. NFC North, the Bears are last 4-3. The Vikings have fallen to third at 5-2. The Packers are 6-2. The Lions are 6-1. You can't afford to not have Jordan Love in the game. Even if he has to, he's going to get a shot and he's going to play. Let's just put it that way. NFL players are tough, tough, tough. Rich Ackerman, have you ever had like a major injury like that? No? A torn groin, strained groin?
I tweaked it once. I did have a neck injury that required surgery.
Oh, boy. A neck? Like a muscle or the bone?
Herniated disc, bone spur, and stenosis.
Whoa. Wow. Wow. Were you young or this was you
last
older?
Year.
Last year.
I was out for 3 weeks. Didn't you miss me?
I was doing the latest show at that time. Remember?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. My apologies.
Yeah, so you got to ask Zach that, not me.
He didn't miss me.
No, I don't know about that. Well, how do you feel? You feel good?
I feel great.
Oh, that's good. That's good. At least they didn't put the shot in your groin. That's good.
No, definitely not. I'd be nervous about that, but, you know.
Oh, my God. Why doesn't Tyrod Taylor, he needs to write a book.
Right? I would read it. I would absolutely read it.
The man, what would you call it? The man, how would you describe what happened to him? They Punctured My Lung by Tyrod Taylor.
Stabbed him with a needle?
Stabbed me with a needle by Tyrod Taylor. Those needles are long. Like, I feel like sometimes those needles could go straight through your body.
Well, and his got halfway there, it sounds like.
Sheesh.
But for Love, though, I don't think it would be the same. I think because they have, like, you know, massage therapists or, you know, whatever, somebody or trainers that can kind of put everything right back in the way it's supposed
massage
to be.
Massage the groin back?
I think, yeah.
You don't think, Rich, you don't think he's going to get not one shot to play in this game?
I don't think so. That's just my guess.
Okay. Because when I think about a strain, that's like close, that's as close as you can get to a tear, right? And so I would think that unless it's a small, I get it.
But they know how to like rework and it's like going to a chiropractor, I guess.
Okay. The tear heals it because humans are amazing. You rip something a little bit and it heals up. If I cut my finger, then the cells will regenerate and boom, I'm a freak. I got a new skin. It does that on the inside. So I guess it depends on severe the strain is. Maybe it can heal or maybe in a week's time it's just sore. Maybe. I don't know. And I've never pulled a hamstring until about a month ago. And I've never done it. And I said, oh, my God, I've pulled my hamstring. And it hurt the next day. It hurt the day after that. And I was trying to figure out, How long am I going to be in pain? I was fine after like a week. I didn't feel anything. I thought I was going to be cooked for like 3 weeks. So, hey, you never know. Hey, good luck to Jordan Love and his groin. And I hope to see him play against the Lions. He was able to practice today, so good on him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jordan Love, it looks like he's going to play against the Detroit Lions. Meanwhile, next week, we got something else big going on. It's the NFL trade deadline. This guy's playing. He's running for his life. He needs new teammates. And he says he is not in charge of selecting them. So don't even ask him. I'm going to tell you which quarterback said this on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid that has class-leading advanced safety features like the available blind spot view monitor to make your ride more enjoyable. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. The New York Jets and the Houston Texans, as you just heard from Rich Ackerman, they're currently blanked at nothing right now. Unfortunately, Will Anderson, who we talked about earlier on in the show, looks like he might have had an ankle sprain. One of his own teammates looking to make a tackle falling into his ankle from the outside in. And he had to be helped off of the field. So we'll see what the status is of Will Anderson Jr. This man entered into the game with 7.5 sacks already so far this season. We'll see whether or not they got to throw some dirt on it, whether they'll tape it up or whether he's going to be out for the game or maybe longer. No clarity on that one. We'll keep you up to date if we should get some word while we're here with you on the air. We've talked about a lot. Right before we went to break, we discussed Jordan Love playing through pain, a strained groin. Well, the next quarterback that I want to talk to you about is no stranger to pain and or injury. This man has spent his entire NFL career, well, not the entire career. He's going to an AFC championship game, a couple of them, went to a Super Bowl. I'm talking about Joe Burrow. He knows success. He hasn't reached the ultimate success in the NFL yet. He certainly won a national championship at LSU, throwing for 60-plus touchdowns. Joe Burrow knows what the hell he's doing. Unfortunately for him, you would have to think and hope that the peak of his success as a member of the Cincinnati Bengals didn't come with just one single Super Bowl appearance a few years ago. Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the game. We know that. Unfortunately for Joe Burrow, with his 15 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions, the man is constantly running for his life. He plays for the Bengals. We know that they are historically cheap. Ask Jamar Chase. This man has been upset about his contract status for a while. Ask T. Higgins. And T. Higgins, man, he wanted a contract. And they're like, nah, bro, we just going to eventually tag you and then trade you. And T. Higgins might also be traded, knowing that he's a free agent. He didn't practice today with a quad issue. T. Higgins with 341 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns on the year. And so with all the uncertainty surrounding the Cincinnati Bengals, this is a team that in a ridiculously competitive every single year AFC North, they are right above the Browns. They have a record of 3-5. The Cincinnati Bengals just this past week, the Philadelphia Eagles beat them up 37-17. Next up for the Bengals, the Raiders. Come on now, the Raiders are probably more pathetic than the Bengals. At least the Bengals have a quarterback. Think about the Raiders. I mean, they got Gardner Minshew because Aiden O'Connell is hurt. And if Aiden O'Connell was healthy, they probably have him out there. They've traded away Devontae Adams. Brock Bowers has had no choice, even as a rookie, to have more receptions than any player currently in the NFL. Welcome to the league, rookie. And the Raiders, we know that they are going nowhere. And if the Cincinnati Bengals, a team that's accustomed to slow starts but then turning things around, if they want to turn things around, they got to do it now. And so Joe Burrow was asked about the Raiders and what their future might look like. Joe Burrow said, man, we got to beat them if we want to stay alive.
This is a must-win game, yeah.
What makes you
We're 3-5. You go to 3-6. then you got to basically win out to get in. So urgency is very high every week from here on out.
Yeah, win out. There ain't going to be no winning out for the Bank. Like, they're not winning every game. Well, starts 3-5. Look at the teams that they lost to. They lost to New England. They lost to Kansas City. Good team. Washington, good team. They beat Carolina, good as they should. They lost to Baltimore, of course. They beat the Giants. They beat Cleveland. They lost to Philadelphia. Like, they're beating garbage teams. The Cincinnati Bengals, 3 victories are over Carolina, the Giants, and Cleveland. Yuck. The remaining games, Las Vegas on Sunday. At Baltimore, good team. At the Chargers, good team. At Pittsburgh, good team. At Dallas, whatever team, right? At Tennessee, okay, they suck. Against Cleveland, all right, they bad, but Jameis will probably be throwing the ball around. Denver, how about this? Denver, good team. And then Pittsburgh again. Where in the world are the Cincinnati Bengals winning anything out? If they lose on Sunday, you might as well trade T. Higgins. You ain't re-signing him. Send him to another team. Get rid of him. And so Joe Burrow, not the general manager of the Cincinnati Bengals, not the owner, not that cheap owner Brown. No, not him. Joe Burrow was asked, hey, what do you want to happen at the trade deadline? Listen to this.
Arguably the 3 elite teams right now in the AFC, all making moves, Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens. What goes through your mind when you see those teams getting better?
That's not my job.
Do you ever wish that, you know, the team would, the organization would give you another weapon or two or on either side of the ball?
It's not my job.
Oh, damn. He sucked his teeth at him that first time. And sucked his teeth like, what the hell are you asking? What are you asking me that for? Wow. It's spicy Joe Burrow there. He was in a happier mood earlier today. I saw Macaulay Culkin dressed up as Joe Burrow for Halloween. Hickey, did you see that?
I did see that, yes.
Interesting. I didn't know that was a joke, right? I guess people say that Joe Burrow looks like Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, I missed that joke as well. I mean, I guess you sort of see it if Macaulay was 20 years younger.
He was, but he,
yes, he was,
yeah. 2 feet shorter? I don't know.
Damn, you went there, huh?
No, I'm saying Joe Burrow's a big dude.
He is?
Not a, you know, big as in like size, but he's a very tall dude. He's a big guy.
He's a football player, right? Those guys are not small.
Yeah, they're not. Unless you're Bryce Young, yeah. Yeah, football player's not small unless you're Bryce Young. I don't, you know, most of the world saw Macaulay Culkin when he was, what, 8 years old?
That's right.
So how, I don't know how big this guy is as a grown man. Like child actors and child stars, like we don't know. I see that Frank, what's that guy? Frank, what's that show? Frankie something? Frankie Munoz?
Oh, Muniz. Frankie Muniz?
What was that show called? And Everybody Hates Frank?
No.
I don't know. That's Chris.
I forgot what. Good call. I don't know.
I was going to say Bobby's World. Bobby's World was something else.
Was he kid agent?
No. He had a show. It was a family. It was one of these dysfunctional families on Fox. Frankie Muniz stars in. Now he's a race car driver now.
He races cars?
He is a legitimate race car driver. Yes. You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Sports guy. Come on.
I should know that, or saying that now he's a sports guy.
No, I'm saying you're a sports guy. You should know Frankie Muniz is racing cars.
Hmm.
He just raced in the Xfinity series.
Malcolm in the Middle. There you go.
Ah, there we go. Okay. I guess his name in the show was Malcolm, not Frankie. he is a part of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, okay?
I should have known that. You're right.
He finished 33rd.
Out of how many?
I don't know. 33? More drivers.
34?
Let's see. 33. You're a jerk. Yes, he finished 33 out of 34. It's better than nothing, right? child actor who's now driving race cars. He's in the race. He had to qualify to get there.
True. And I guess he finished higher than I did, right? And you did too. And most people did, I guess.
American actor and race car driver. Wow. He's 38. Whoa, he's 38 years old. Oh my God. And he's married. Wow.
They grow up so fast.
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle, they do, right? Where is Topanga? Boy Meets World. Where is she? The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you an update on Thursday Night Football. J.P. Hornstra is going to join us from Newsweek to talk some more baseball and World Series. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'll be back. Don't move.